Other advice?
Well, the other thing I would say is to try and understand the confusion and the complexity that the context of peace building and other terms now provide to the field of conflict resolution, and to chart your way in that, where you know, you have a good sense of what you can do, but you also have a good sense of what you cannot do and what you obviously have to do in concert with a lot of other people and a lot of other activities. And that's not easy, because that, you know, that a clear picture of that is not available. But I mean, I really think that's the current challenge. And then within that, to maintain, again, the theory practice integrity of the field, rather than allowing it to basically be co-opted or compromised or massaged in ways that take it away from its, you know, its true base.
Does an intervener have a responsibility to know what else is going on out there in order to act in concert or in coordination with other interveners?
Yeah, very much so. Your earlier comment about but whose responsibility is coordination, you know, is really an important question that more and more people are raising right now. But yes, you do, and obviously that's not easy. It requires a lot of networking and interfacing and so on. But, you know, I mean, in a sense, that's part of your code of conduct, and there have been some pretty good attempts at, you know, codes of conduct that include your usual ethical practice, but also go beyond that to think of your obligations to the parties in the wider context and other people, you know, who are active in that context and so on. And again, it's a really big challenge, but I think young people coming into the field, or older people coming new to the field, need to really think about this as a professional challenge of immense magnitude, not to be taken lightly at all. And even if you come from an existing professional base, which many people do, as a lawyer, psychologist, psychiatrist, social worker, whatever, you build upon that when you move into the field of conflict resolution, or you will ultimately fail or do something that's not good.